What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip with us. It felt very in sync with that. We were just right on the money. I'm Colleen.
Right on the money. I'm Ashley.
Are you sipping
anything?
So Chris is actually making me a lewd latte.
Oh,
right,
lovely.
Now, mm-hmm. It's an afternoon thing, which is always a little risky. But here's my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is we did a little staycation mm-hmm. last
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm. You sure
and
did.
For those of you in the area, we went to Alene, which is a casino, I don't know, 45 minutes north of Portland
mm-hmm.
without traffic. 40 minutes without traffic, probably an hour with plus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's been around now for a long time. And it's a nice casino. You walk in and it's like, okay, I'm not in Vegas, but I could pretend.
Right,
I could hear the sounds and pretend, and they have many restaurants, a couple new ones, and I've never had eaten a bad thing there. It's all really good food.
Yeah,
really nice. And then they just put a hotel in, which we've never stayed at before.
Oh, so the hotel is new.
The hotel's brand
portion
new.
Of it. Oh, cool. Okay.
And I think Chris, we were talking about it last night because Chris goes more than I do, like a guy's night at the casino, but he doesn't go that often. I would say he probably goes 4 times a year without me, if
okay.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. And then together, we probably go 3 times a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Like it's not that often.
Yeah.
But we went for my birthday and they offered us a free night on my birthday, but we couldn't use it. We didn't have childcare. And anyway, so they offered us a free night. We ended up giving it to some friends who her birthday was like the same day. And we walked up, we were like, hey, can we just like see the room?
Yeah.
You know, because we just wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this is really nice. Uh-huh. Like this is Vegas, like very nice rooms. So we're like, damn, like we're really happy it's being used, but like that would have been fun. And we're like, the next time we get one of those offers, we just got to try and make it work because it's a really
Why?
Nice. Like,
well, couldn't you have said like, we can't use it today. Can we come back?
It was like for that weekend. It was like they give you a time range.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking to Chris about it. I'm like, why do you think they gave you a free room? And he's like, I don't really know. I don't come here that much. And he's not like at the high limits. Like there's nothing crazy that he's doing. Like I know he doesn't have a secret, like
he is usually doing more than the minimum. I mean, we're playing what? On a Friday set, you're playing $10, $15 minimum tables or whatever.
He's putting 25s out there.
And he plays the, like he knows his way around a casino. He has an air about him that they're like, this guy, we got to cater to this one, you know?
And I think he's probably in, they probably do a lot of money on marketing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they know who they're targeting.
Yeah.
And he falls probably right in the money
right
of the type of guys that they're trying to get there.
Yeah.
And for sure. And so anyway, couple weeks later, he gets another email. We'd like you to come stay with us. We throw it out. We're like, actually could get a night of childcare. Corner suite. We walk in. Beautiful. High floor. Whole living room with a separate bathroom, a whole bar area, and then a separate bedroom with a separate like huge bathroom and like spa bath and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really fun. Like, it's probably a rave. It's just the staycation and trying to get like one night close by because we left. The kids were in pajamas when we left.
Mm-hmm.
We went and had a nice dinner, champagne. We played games like blackjack, whatever, and then went to bed late.
Yeah.
We were eating.
Well, I saw you guys were doing New York Times at like 1:30 or something.
Yeah, we were eating key lime pie at 2.
Yeah.
We got dessert to go, brought it to the room.
Yeah.
And then slept in till like 8:30 and then ate breakfast and came home. So we were home before the kids. But we have like fresh legs, you know? And we didn't go nuts on the alcohol. So
Right.
I think I had 2 drinks. yeah. over the course of the whole night.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad. Right.
Yeah, it's just a little lack of sleep. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Which is a good time.
Fine.
Right.
But it was wonderful. It was really great. So all that is to say, I'm having coffee at 1 p.m.
You're having a loot latte. Yeah.
I'm doing we got to go to like a birthday party later and stuff. You're doing pre-workout because you're about to work out.
I'm doing pre-workout. Yeah, I'm going to work out after this. So I have pre-workout and some aminos in here. And then I'm going to work out and then I'm going to go to the store. We're going over to a friend's house tonight for a pool party. So I found this recipe. If it's great, I'll share it next time. But it's like a bruschetta dip. It looks really good and really easy. So I'm going to make that. And then they're grilling burgers and we're going to do corn on the cob. So yeah, that's our plans for the day.
Dip.
Yes. It looks so good.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Fun. She does the like, you know, I think they're called like boursin or whatever. They're like these little soft cheese things.
Yes.
With flavor in them. So she takes two of those and presses them into the bottom of a pan. And then she does like, I think she might heat it up, like bake it, but like to make that warm, but maybe not. Chops up like fresh tomatoes, basil, tosses that with, and then some cheese, obviously mozzarella, little mozzarella balls, tosses that with balsamic and olive oil and seasoning and then puts it on top, right? Like a bruschetta little dip. And I can't usually have bruschetta because it's usually served on bread, but I could do a dip with like gluten-free crackers or whatever. Sure. I'm going to bring pita for them.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm hopeful because it's not like an outlandish recipe where I know what all of the things individually taste like. It seems like it can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Fun.
I just got on my soapbox on my stories because Taylor Swift. Well, yeah. I'm just so annoyed. So I put on the UT Michigan game.
Yep.
And Matthew McConaughey is sitting at the announcer table. He's like at the halftime, like with the analysts, right?
Yeah. I think I love Matthew McConaughey.
No, I don't mind that at all. What I mind is like, it just hit me as I was watching it. I'm like, this guy, and he's associated with UT, like, right? You see him on the sidelines at every game. Like he is.
Yeah.
A face of that college, right? So I don't have an issue with that. But you never have ever heard anyone say, why the fuck are they showing Matthew McConaughey? What's he doing on the... Get him off the screen. I'm here for... Never, ever has anyone said that. And so I talked about it on stories and then people were like, well, no, but he's a UT... I'm like, no. There are hundreds of thousands of alumni from the University of Texas. He is there because he is a celebrity. And that's fine. That actually, I think probably him being the face of it has got people to want to go there, right? Like, I do think using celebrities, that makes sense. My issue is that they treat Taylor, and I was thinking, is it a sexist thing? And then I was like, even when like Khloe Kardashian, she's married to, you know, Lamar, and then she's dating Tristan, like she's at the games, they showed them. And I don't remember anyone like pissed off really about seeing them there.
They do cast the women who come to games though like as bad luck charms.
Yes, bad luck.
If the teams do bad. They did that with Giselle. I do remember they did that with Khloe.
And remember Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo?
Yep. They just make this whole correlation with negative things and women. And then when the guys show up for the women, right? When like I'm thinking
they're like,
of
oh, look
Simone
at this
Biles'
love
husband
story.
Shows up and it's a love story. When Travis shows up at Eras, it's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stupid,
and then all these
man.
People in my DMs are just like, they don't get it. And I'm like, and this one fucking girl had the audacity to send me a message. And I feel like, so I used to be like this all of the time, right? Like I am a spicy little lady and I'm never going to physically attack you, but I will chew you up and spit you out. Like I can word gum with the best of them, right?
Sure.
So sometimes things get, and then I just feel my, and it's a, I'm addicted to it. Like I love it. I should have been a lawyer. I love confrontation.
Yeah,
I love battling.
On.
Right. And then I went to life coaching. I'm like, oh, this isn't worth my peace. But sometimes it's not costing me my peace. I feel very good. And I had a really enjoyable time. I'm loving this. But this girl, she says to me today, I can't believe it. She wrote back, it's because he's a Texan. I said, nope, it's because he's a celebrity, right? There's hundreds of thousands of alumni. It's not just him. She goes, honestly, all of us who are true Kansas City residents get tired of seeing her every 5 seconds during the games. We are hardcore football fans and are getting tired of the whole game being about her. She's great, but we don't need to see her the entire game. I'm like, I wrote back and I said, you sound insane. And I said, like, you must not be watching it. You're a hardcore football fan, but you must not be tuning into any of the games, because what do you mean that's all they're showing during the game?
Yeah.
Like, statistically, she's been on screen, they say, for an average of 25 seconds over a 3.5 to 4 hour broadcast. Some of it's like only 12 seconds. On Thursday's game, they showed her, that I can remember, and I'm looking for her, three times.
It's,
and
it was not probably enough, a total of
15 seconds. Yeah. It's not enough. The other side, so I'm like, I go, the only way you're watching her all game is if you have seats next to hers and you're watching her instead of the game. Otherwise, you sound like a lunatic. I can't, like, what's going on over there? Just, I don't understand it. And I'm so fired up. So I am coming in spicy and saucy.
I love it. Oh, well, we were texting last night too, Ash and I, because we're working on some things for merch, which, by the way.
Oh yeah. Have you read my text yet? I kind of spoke for the both of us, but I don't know. So I need you to chime in and make sure you like the things that I said.
I'm sure,
but
I did.
We are working on merch.
We were
guys.
Very much on the same page last night.
Yeah.
But we were talking about some themes of what we'd like to do for the next merch. And one of the themes that bubbled up is just really the double standards and feminism in general, and making it fun. But just, and I was, this isn't going on a shirt, but I asked Ashley, I was like, do you feel like when it comes to NFL, like, if you've been an NFL and sports person way before, like,
yeah,
forever.
Probably since high school or middle school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me, not so much. I got into football in college, like supporting the Ducks. But anyway, whatever. I wouldn't call myself a hardcore NFLer by any stretch. I like watching the games. I participate in the pick-ems and fantasy, but still, I'm not a stranger. And I said, do you feel like when you watch football or want to participate in football, you're showing up at a party that you weren't invited to? And you said, yes. And I said, I feel that way about football and whiskey. And whenever I talk about whiskey with anybody, it's like this sort of,
like, who's she trying to be? She doesn't know about whiskey.
It's weird. Like, oh, that's cute, you know? And then the other one is blackjack. And I've been telling Chris about it. And then now he notices. And it's crazy because almost every blackjack table I sit at, I have to earn it every single time. And you can feel it with the other players. You have
to earn actually
it
thinking this
every single time.
When you were talking about, like, they offered Chris the room, and I'm like, well, he comes with energy and he does play over the, like, minimum. But I was thinking, as we were, I'm like, but you also come with that energy. Interesting they offered him the room and not you. And you said he does go more, whatever. But, like, case in point,
he swiped his player's card and the machine was like, hell yes. And it was spitting out these free bets and restaurant, giving $100 restaurant voucher for dinner. So we, like, and for me, it literally was, the machines wouldn't
it
work
like,
for me.
Do you need help? Do you need an assistant?
No.
Do you want to have someone come hold your hand as you do this?
So we're at an empty table. We, like, the dealer is the table's opening up for the first time. And when that happens, the dealers are doing a bunch of shuffling, and that takes a while to get, like, the table going. And so Chris asks, he's like, hey, are we close to going live with this? He's like, yeah, I'm probably 5 minutes out. So all the seats are available. And I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, kind of, like, sometimes I like to look at the seats for a while if you have a choice and think about which one am I vibing. And sometimes I like to play.
Like, you mean at the table where there's, like, five seats or something, right?
Yeah.
It's
different being the person who's getting the cards first versus being in the middle versus being third base.
Third
which
base,
is, like,
is that the last
the very
seat before
last
the dealer?
Player to go before the dealer's turn. And you can really control a lot with the table. Like, if you have a bad, if there's a bad third base player hitting on things they shouldn't hit on, Chris and I believe. Like, it's,
or first base, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys have also said, like, those two are,
if there's really bad players in any position, will leave, but especially third base, because they get the final say. And if they F it up, it's difficult. So we'll leave.
Yeah.
And Chris was like, well, I know you like playing third base, because I do, because I, it's like, I'd rather take it, but I don't necessarily
then leave it up to someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily love it. I just feel like I feel more at peace if I'm there and no one else can take it. So I was debating, and the dealer goes, well, don't put her there. That's way too high pressure. Put her in the front. Sight unseen, like had never seen me play. And I, before I could speak up, Chris goes, yo, bro, she knows what she's doing. Yes. And then like, and this happens all the time.
I'm stunned. I mean, I shouldn't be.
It happens all the time. And then as we're playing.
Well done, Christopher.
Yeah.
You know?
Like there are, I think I'm actually a very, very good player now. And there's, people get really turned around. If the dealer is showing a two, they think, oh, that's a busting hand. And they'll do silly things. Like they'll double down on things. And I'm all about it. Do whatever feels fun for you. Like you can double down if the dealer is showing a two. Do whatever you want. But they'll stay on things like a 12. And the book actually says on a two, you want to beat the, like you actually want to hit on that. If you, want to, if you have a 13, if you have a 12 or less, you want to hit against a dealer two. You want to try and at least get a 13. So there's some nuance with the twos. Twos are tricky. They can make any hand. Mm-hmm. I know this shit. And I'll hit, if it's 12 against a 12, I'll hit. And there'll be dudes at the table who think they know what they're doing, but they're not as good as me. And it's because I'll do that, that they'll speak up and say shit. And I will say stuff back. I'm like, actually, that's not what the book says or whatever. Yeah. But it's wild. And now Chris notices. And he said last night, he's like, man, if I made some of the same moves you did, they'd look at me like I was a king. And then you'll make those moves and they look at you like you're a dumb girl.
And that's the thing is like, that's why. Okay. So then I'm talking about this Taylor thing today. And I'm like, if it's not, because I was like, is it sex? Initially, I'm like, this is sexist, right? It's internalized misogyny. And then I was like, but I don't know if it is the same. I've never seen anyone treated the way that they treat Taylor, but you're right. Like they're the bad luck charms. But I was like, but if it's sexist to me, it's not good. Obviously, I hate it, but it's a lot of it's subconscious and they don't realize that they're being sexist. If it's not sexist and it's just anti-Taylor, to me, that's even worse because that's like a knowing, like that's not an unconscious thing. That's just, I'm going to be an asshole for no reason. But there are people, like the people that are calling you out, I don't think they think, oh, I'm going to like intentionally, I'm going to be disrespectful or I just think that's internalized unconscious bias.
Yes.
And it sucks. And I'm glad that you speak up, right? It's the same like when we go to buy a car or we do any financial things, they always talk to John first and like ask him. And then, and it'll be like, I think I've talked about this here. It'll be like my car. We're going to shop for my car. And by the way, it's our money, but I'm the one like that the checks are being sent to, but it's our money because like I couldn't do it without him. But it's like, I just know, and always when you're doing a house, the man signs first. When you do your trust, the man signs first. Like all of these things that it's, and it's
now
those
I'm,
little
now
things.
Now I'm
it's
cooked
just,
up. Now I'm, now I'm at your level.
I'm pissed.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I will say when you come to Oregon next, we got to get an Ailyn A night because Chris introduced me to this little spin on blackjack game called, this is why we were up late, called like, it's like Bahama Bonus or something. And they take all the tens out of the deck. So there's no tens. That's not as fun. But you can do weird things like, okay, the dealer was showing a six. They have a busting hand. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris.
Well, no,
had
I don't
an
remember
eight.
Any of these things.
Chris had an eight total score. He doubled down, which is risky because if you have like a 9, 10, or 11, that's a good double down. Seven or eights are a little more like, ugh. But here's what's fun about Bahama Bonus is he doubled down on an eight. Then he got a three. So now he's at an 11. He could double down again. You can double, double.
Oh.
So he doubled down on his double down and you have to
even
do
though
the
there's
same.
No tens.
So he had a 25. He doubled down and then he had 50 on the table. Then he did a double, double. He had to put 50 more out.
Wow. Yeah.
So he had $100 riding on this Bahama bet.
Uh-huh.
And then the dealer busted.
This is why they're
us.
Like, Mr. Lude, can we give it? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why they're like, let's give this guy a room.
But it's really fun. You can, like, if you double down, usually you get one card in blackjack.
Yeah.
You can keep hitting in Bahama Bonus and make something happen for yourself. It was weird and fun. And you kind of have to let go.
Fun.
It's like low stakes. It was $10 tables on a Saturday night and not a lot of people over there. But we walked away. We were down a little bit and then we walked away like we were dead even at the end of the night. But Bahama,
and then,
Bahama which is a Mama or whatever saved our life. Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time. That is a good time.
Anyway, we're going to do some flash faves, y'all.
We're
going to
do some
first,
flash faves.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, should we do it now? Okay. I have been on this journey, this health journey, for quite a while, right? My gut is, I would say my gut and my brain are the two. I mean, listen, I need my heart. I need a lot of things, but the gut and the brain are the most impactful for your everyday, I would say, like feeling. And I've been trying to take care of my gut for a while now. And anybody you speak to talks about the importance of probiotics. The best probiotic that I have found is actually from Ritual, because it is a 3-in-1 prebiotic, postbiotic, and probiotic, which features two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support gut and digestive health. Ritual's Symbiotic Plus is what this is called. This 3-in-1 probiotic is called Symbiotic Plus, and it's designed with a delayed release capsule to help reach the colon, not just the stomach, an ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow. You take one daily. It's got a little mint scent to it. It is shelf stable. You don't have to refrigerate or anything. Vegan friendly, formulated without GMOs, no major allergens, animal products, shady fillers, or artificial colors. That's the other thing. Like, probiotics are amazing, but you want to make sure you're getting the right strains, the most potent strains, and ones that are going to actually reach deep into your digestive tract like this does. So I've got it right here. You can hear it. I take this daily. Nice. I'm actually right now taking it 2 times a day because I'm on antibiotics for the other, you know, stuff that I have going on. And so to make sure that I'm feeding the good bacteria, I've got my daily Symbiotic Plus from Ritual.
So climb back on that porcelain throne and make us proud. Feel the difference daily with Ritual Symbiotic Plus. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/sip. That's 25% off at ritual.com/sip. Happy squatting.
I feel like maybe I was supposed to talk about poop in that because then it was a hard launch into climb back on the porcelain throne after I'm talking about gut health.
Hey, it's going to keep people interested, you know?
Yeah. If you're scratching your head. I mean, it does help you poop. Keeps you regular. Yeah. It's
probiotics.
Yeah, but that is not the most important part of probiotic for me, but yeah. That it's a nice, that's a nice bonus. Thanks, Ritual.
Did you ever hook up your bidet?
No, it's sitting at the front door. John has it.
For
months? I will
say,
so we bought the a couple weeks, yeah. Whenever that was, not months, but a couple weeks ago. I'm surprised he hasn't hooked it up yet. He bought two of them. He's very excited. And for some reason, his email wasn't working. I don't know why he told, whatever. So he ordered it and put my email address in or ordered it on my computer. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting their marketing emails and I love brands that are edgy. So I've been loving their marketing emails, just like their play on words and stuff. Yeah, the tushy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just clever and witty and I like that. Anyway, so I'm excited to try it. I should probably have him install it sooner than later. They said the number one side effect of antibiotics, and especially because I'm on two of them right now, is diarrhea. I haven't had that. Not
good.
Once. So maybe it's the probiotics that are keeping me. But I feel like if I had diarrhea, I'd be like, babe, hook this up immediately because I live here now. I'm on the toilet. This is my home.
Yes.
Make it clean, shiny. You know,
once you go bidet, you're really not going to regret it. Not that
it's so crazy because it seems great. Like it'd just be a splashy mess.
It's not. It's great. You're going to love it.
Okay. All right.
You're going to love it. All right. Should we dip into our faves?
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll go first because I'm fast. I feel like you're going to, I don't know. We'll both be fast. All right. So best thing that I read. I saw this thing. It says 10 questions or things to say to your kids instead of how was school today? Number one, I am so happy to see you again. I missed you. 2, did your teacher say anything funny today? 3, who did you spend time with during recess? 4, who did you sit next to during snack time? 5, was anyone in class upset today? 6, did you have any challenges or tough moments today? 7, were there any moments today when you felt worried or scared? 8, what was something new you tried today? 9, what are you looking forward to at school tomorrow? 10, do you want to know what I did while you were at school? And because I pick up the kids, you know, and I'm always like, I read, don't ask them questions, like say, tell me. So like, tell me what you
did
today.
I can't help it. I know.
And so I pick up Rev and I'm always like, oh my God, I missed you all day. Get over here. You know, I pick up Rev and Mac too. John does Max pick up more than I do. Yeah. But anyway, but it's the same thing. Like I freak out every time I see my kids like, oh my God. on. But then I'm still like, how was your day? That's my first. It's just like knee jerk reaction. So I love some of these questions. And I tried that yesterday. I said, I asked who she played with at recess. And then she told me, and then I said, did your teacher do anything silly today? And it's just like, cute. It's nice to like get to know other things, you know, other than how, because always, how was your day? Good. Always, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I love that. Okay. Best thing that I watched. This was from, I put it on here a week ago. So I don't remember exactly what it is. My note is Whitney on TikTok addicted to adrenaline. So this is Whitney, the comedian. What's her name? Whitney Cummings. Remember her?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play this for you guys.
Before you try to solve a problem, first make sure it's your problem. That like blew my mind when I first came in. It was like, a friend of mine is going through a breakup. I need to go over there and I need to start helping her pack her stuff. So it's like, why am I solving someone else's problems? My addiction was to get out of myself instead of checking out with drugs or alcohol. I was like, I'm going to use someone else's problems to disassociate and to get some self-esteem. That's how low my self-esteem is, that I need to go rescue someone to feel good about myself, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, again, a really tricky thing, because if a friend of mine said, hey, you know, I'm in a really bad situation, someone just hit me, I'd be like, I'm on my way over, you know, but I wasn't doing it for that reason.
Yeah, which is why the motive thing comes in.
It's kind of a subconscious addiction to drama, which is ultimately adrenaline. I remember watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial and I was glued to it. I couldn't get enough, because I was like, everyone needs to watch this because this is the apotheosis of internal drug cabinet. This is adrenaline addiction. We don't talk about this because no one sells adrenaline, right? When you subconsciously put yourself in situations, we're going to get a ton of adrenaline because adrenaline turns into dopamine. It's addictive. That's why toxic relationships are addictive. You know, it's like, this feels bad, but it also, I can't stop. And that was a big thing for me in codependence. Before you try to-
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Yes.
And it makes so much sense. Like, yeah, that rescue saver mentality. I have a lot of clients that are like, they're the fixers, right? Mm-hmm. And then I learn a lot of it's because of how they were brought growing up, but also that like escapism, I could see that. Mm. And I've never thought about adrenaline being a dopamine thing. And so then your brain craves it and that it could be an addiction.
Yeah.
I just thought that was fascinating. Yeah. The best thing that I watched, which I haven't seen it yet, but the preview is out. Have you seen or heard of Will and Harper, a documentary?
No.
Okay, so it's coming out September 27th, the end of the month, and it's Will Ferrell. And apparently when he was on, he got hired like the same week as one of the writers on SNL. And that writer ended up becoming the lead writer on SNL. And then Will left and he became one of my closest best friends. And he's like, you know, a few months ago or whatever, a year ago, I got a message from him and he said, I'm transitioning to a woman. And he was like, you know, I don't know how you're going to feel about this. Da, da, da. And so Will said, basically like, let's go on a road trip together and like celebrate this transition. So this documentary is about kind of this transition. And I think Will be funny because there were some clips of them like in the car and he's himself funny. But I also think that it will be, especially coming from someone like Will, who's known for comedy, to shed light on a really important subject that is going on in our world right now. So I'm very excited about that. So mark your calendars for that.
I'm excited too. Best thing that I heard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put it on the list. Best thing that I heard. Have you heard of Max McNown?
No.
Okay. I just discovered this guy on TikTok and his voice, he's going to be huge, I think. You might have heard one of his songs. So let me play a little. Hopefully I'm allowed to do this, but listen to his voice.
Okay. Goosebumps already.
So love good.
It. Love that.
Listen to the rasp.
It's like Hozier and Zach Bryan had a baby.
Yes. And then he comes out and he plays a harmonica.
Love that.
I want to go see him
love
live.
A good harmonica.
He's only been an opener. And then I just started following him. He's only ever been an opener. And he said, I have my first headlining show in Denver in January. But like, what's the talent on this guy? Max McNown. Max McNown, go put it. I'm gonna put him on my Apple right now.
I'm following him now.
I can't wait to hear what you think, because I just love the way he sounds.
He's got a new album releasing in 12 days.
Oh, amazing! Willfully Blind, give it to me.
Yes, that's the one.
All right. Okay. All right. And those are my faves.
Okay. Beautiful. Good stuff. Great stuff.
Thank you.
I'll flash through mine. I talked about this on Patreon. Favorite thing that we're watching right now is called Chimp Crazy, like ape, like chimp, C-H-I-M-P crazy. It's on HBO. It's a documentary. Same producers as Tiger King. I've been raving about it. I've turned a couple people onto it. They have texted me and said, whoa, that's no joke. Someone said, how stoned do I need to be watching it? And I said, actually, don't do that. For episode 2, it was one of the last things we watched before. It was the last thing we watched moments before going to bed. And don't do that. Someone commented on Patreon who's seen it. They're like, I don't think I can keep watching it. Like, it's disturbing. And really well done. Okay. I talked about the walking pad, I think, over here on Patreon, but been getting a lot of messages
Patreon, what brand, I put in a
little walking pad. I am confident enough to say that this is going to be great. It is not super fun to pull in and out from under my desk, but it's still worth it. I don't think I got the best one. I think it's a little bit of an overwhelming purchase for some of you looking, because you put in walking pad on Amazon and there's a billion and they all look the same.
Yeah.
I think they probably are.
I feel like the more popular ones are always the cheap. Like, if I'm looking for a nice set, if I'm looking for like anything, it's always the cheapest, because I think that that's more accessible, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. So it might have the most reviews, but then I get it. I'm like, oh, the quality's crap, or this isn't, or whatever, you know?
There is probably a better one than the one I got out there. I just got fatigue. I got shop fatigue and then hit buy on something.
Buy. And it was on a big sale. So you were like, sign me up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it was a superficial sale or what, but I got the S-P-E-R-A-X, the Spearax walking pad. I wanted something super basic. There's some that have like way more bells and whistles, like a little bar you can hold on to and stuff. I didn't need that because I have my desk. So it's fine. It's great. The walking pad is the fave, not necessarily that brand. Okay. Yeah. You've been into diamond painting, right? Or like the diamond art,
those little rhinestone
stuff.
Yeah. Did you see my little Taylor Swift coaster here?
Oh, you got a Taylor Swift one. So cute. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Little blinged out coasters.
I'm going to have a girls' night soon. And I got some on Amazon that I think are so cute. They're Temlum, T-E-M-L-U-M, diamond painting coasters. And they're cute. They're actually kind of like, they have some that are kind of Arizona vibes. They have like little cactus and like they're pink and cute. And I can't wait to do them. Okay. I'm going to save a couple of these and go to Ben and I bought friendship bracelet beads. Nothing that crazy, but it was the first time he's getting my rave is like, well, not really rave, just a favorite thing is that it's taken him a while to get to a stage of wanting to do like crafts and projects. And he's so fully there now. And it's been so fun. We bought those gel things that you recommended on your story. He loved those.
Yeah.
Loving
those are cool. I think parents like those too.
Yeah. And
they're cool, don't you think?
We bought this book that's called Invisible String, and it's a kid's book, and it's really nice. Do you have that one?
Mm-hmm.
So we bought that, and then we were doing friendship bracelets at the cabin and stringing those together. And I made, you know, one for him, and Chris has one. I have one. Ellie has one. And Ben goes, this is our invisible string when I'm at school. Yeah. Like, we'll look at these bracelets and we'll think of each other throughout the day. And so we've all been wearing ours, and it has been really nice just to like have our little family bracelets. It's been very cute. This is not a fave. It's a question that I feel like you're going to know the answer to, and I need to know because I think it's a lot of people's faves, and I don't, I want to get on board, but I don't really know what it's about. So these are things that have gone viral. One is really old. One is new. What's this demure thing? Like, so demure. Oh. What's that?
Yeah, it's just a girl on TikTok. She, I don't know if it's a joke or serious, but she just kept going on and she would just say like, you see the way that I'm showing up for work? very demure. I'm not rushing in there in a stressed out, very mindful, right? Or like, do you see the way that I'm waiting in line to get on the plane? I'm not free. I'm very demure, very mindful. I'm not sprinting up to the line. I'm not making a big scene. I'm calm. I'm very demure, right? Like, so it's just, she goes on about all these like standard everyday situations about very, so then everyone's like very demure, very mindful.
That's come up a couple times, just like I've seen it kind of everywhere. And then last night at dinner, they had a cocktail list that was like the very demure martini or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was like, I was like, okay, I got to know what this is about. This is old because it's already fall, but what's brat? Brat summer? Brat?
I don't know what brat summer is either. I don't know what that is. Okay. I've seen like comparisons because there was brat summer and then they came out with a new one that was a different kind of summer. And they're both here. Maybe it's demure. Maybe it's the demure. I don't know. I've been seeing comparisons of like what a demure, mindful summer is versus a brat summer. I don't know what a brat. Let's Google. What is brat summer? A social media trend and cultural movement. Okay. That encourages people to embrace their imperfections and be bold, edgy, and confident. Okay. The term brat is often associated with middle school angst, but in the context of brat summer, it means a badge of honor, self-expression, female empowerment. So I could get on board with brat summer. I'm not ever, no one would ever put me in the demure category, nor do I want to be placed there. So the mindful, sure. Demure, never. People used to call, they'd say like, well, that you're not very classy or you're class. And I'm like, you're saying that like it's an insult. I'm very proud to not be classy. That. Yeah, class does not, it's not a guiding principle of mine. So, you know, like I'm not going to be classy. I'm not going to be
demure as I'm in demure. North Star.
No, I'm not reaching for that. Yep.
Last fave. So Chris, there's this, have you heard of Blackstone Girls?
Yes. Cause we
they're
might,
nice.
I think we're getting one. Are they nice? They're okay.
Fancy. That's like the name brand that you want is Blackstone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Chris really has had his eye on the Blackstones for a while. And then at Costco, this is the budget buy. Costco, they have Camp Chef, which is a fraction of the price. So we bought it and we love it. And we took it. We got like the double grill. What?
Well, I just think Camp Chef is a horrible name and they should fire their marketing person. Blackstone sounds like, oh, that is, oh, we had a name. Black. That's legit, right? But Camp Stove or what did you call it?
Camp Chef. No, it's not great.
Camp Chef. It's not.
Costco carries it. I trust it. And
right. No. Yes. And also you like it. It worked out.
It's wonderful. It is wonderful. Yeah. And they look the exact same. So what they are, I was like, why do I love this so much? Why did we get it? Right? Because we have like camping grills and camping whatever. And we also have a smoker and we also have a barbecue. Like we have, you know, a lot of things. Why are we getting this Camp Chef thing? But Chris took it camping with us like 2 weeks ago. And the size of it is awesome. And they have lots of different kinds. We got like a double grill with... It's like a whatever.
Flat
it's
top.
Cool.
It meant for camping?
This one is, they have portable ones. Blackstone carries ones that are more portable. And then they have some that are like for home.
Okay. Because if it's for camping, then I get why you would call it camp something. But okay.
The one that Costco was carrying is meant for camping. But I think we're going to sell our smoker and actually just put the Camp Chef out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why? Because I was bringing it as a fave, but I'm like, why? And it's the food tastes great on it. I don't really know why. It feels like not a hibachi grill, but like just this total solution for like outdoor cooking. And it was cool because when we were camping, we had like hot water going for spaghetti. We had like something else cooking on like a grill part. Like we could do the full meal deal just out there. And it's very fun. And then we brought it with us to the cabin. We set it up outside and we cooked all our breakfast out there. Just cooking outside in general is such a vibe.
It is.
We did pancakes and bacon out there and it was so, so fun. So highly recommend.
I'm on their website now looking at them. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. They're great. Great. Just wonderful. All right. Let's bring her home with a little rant and rave. I'm going to rant to you. It is... I don't know if Arizona gets this very often. We get it a lot. And there'll be like wildfire season and there'll be wildfires like around. And yeah. they're far from us. But what will happen is the smoke will blow our way and it will just settle in for days. And we've had wildfire smoke in the air now for like 3 days. And there, it's just psychologically, it's just kind of cloudy and hot out there. And then you have to watch, obviously, like how bad is it? Because you don't want to like play outside if it's in the higher level, like unhealthy range.
Yeah.
And it gives me headaches. I really dislike it. And it's pretty icky out there. It got pretty high, the health range on it. Right now it's at 67, which is moderate, but it was like 120 or something last night. Don't love that for us.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So, super annoying. Okay. What's your rant?
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to sandwich my rant and rave because, and we already ranted at the beginning about it because whatever. So I already did this, but it's the anti-Taylor energy around the NFL. And we were watching, I was wearing a Chiefs game, a Chiefs shirt the other day. And this girl goes, oh, where, how did you become a Chiefs fan? And I was like, well, Taylor Swift. And she like rolled her eyes and laughed at me. And then I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, yo, you've messed with the wrong gal here. Right. And so I'm like, you know, I said to her, I'm like, hey, tell me what you wouldn't do for $330 million. You don't like Taylor on screen? What if someone paid you $330 million to put her on screen? Are you still saying no? It's a business. I'm like, this is great. You know, and I get all high. And I could tell she was like, well, I bit off more than I could chew here. I just think it's crazy that it like whether or not you like Taylor is one thing, but also the fact that I actually am obsessed that the NFL is embracing her, watching their media coverage of the NFL kickoff this season. They have her back. And there's a tweet going around right now that said, like someone commented on, they posted Taylor Swift arriving to the game on the NFL social networks. And someone commented and said, like, give me a foot. Can we see a football post, please? And they replied to that comment and said, here you go. Damn. You know, like your little baby. And then they put like a football post up. But I just love that they have her back. Yeah. I also read this article that the Chiefs said, like, we're so proud to have her. But we're not trying to capitalize on it. That's why we don't show her on, we're not like only showing her on our broadcast because we don't. And they said they didn't play any of her games at the season last year, play any of her music at the games because they just don't want to be like making her feel like they're
exploiting her,
using her or something. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So that's my rant. I just don't love the anti-Taylor energy. My rave is that the NFL is back. And beyond that, I have always been a football fan, but I've never been diehard. So I was raised, my dad is a Redskins fan, now the Commanders. So I was raised watching the Redskins. Seattle was our closest team in Portland, so I was a Seahawk fan, but wasn't like in my blood.
Yeah.
Then marrying John, Packer Nation is in his blood. And so we've been together 17 years or something like that. So I, by association, have been a Packer fan. I'm rooting for them. I'm cheering for them. I have never experienced the love, like the way that I watch Chiefs games now, even if Taylor is not in attendance, is as if I was born and bred a Kansas City Chief fan. I'm like, so I don't want to miss a play. I am like, no wonder. Cause Taylor she said this last season. She's like, I can't believe I've been missing out on football my whole life. This is so fun. This is what I feel like this is what it feels like to be like a diehard fan. And John's annoyed because it was a Packer house. There was no question. It was you know, Mac wants to be Travis Kelce for Halloween. I'm not saying that, right? He wants that. He prefers, we went to Revy's book fair and he picked out a poster and there was like an eagle with a red shirt on it. And it was the Cardinals, but he thought it was a Chiefs poster. So he wanted that one and we hung it up. And then later that night we found out he thought it was, so John was like, oh, you're a Cardinals fan. He's like, no, that's the Chiefs. And so then yesterday he was just like he loves Travis Kelce. It's his favorite team over the Packers. He likes the Packers because he likes John, but he is a little Chief. And
Ben is too.
It's so, but it's okay so because cute. Chris isn't like, he doesn't bleed any other team, right?
No.
So I'm trying to be cautious around, like, I don't want to be disrespectful because John is a, you know, Packer through and through.
Yeah.
But I've been sort of toying with like, but my elite, like if Chiefs are playing. Yeah. Remember last year they played and I'm like, I don't know who to root for, but I found myself rooting for the Chiefs. And now it's like, yeah. I know who to root for. It's going to be the Chiefs every time. Like I would rather. Yeah. And I feel bad. I feel like I'm a traitor, but I just.
No, you can still love the Packers. That doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. I still love the Bills.
Right.
Yes. And let's allow ourselves to be swept up in the fun.
Yeah.
Of the Chiefs. And it's not just for fun.
It's not just for fun.
No.
It is fun. But it is more than that.
We were so into the Chiefs game. Taylor looked so amazing.
From last year to this year, it's a different energy too. Like a confidence that she's like, I can dress how I want. People are going to see me.
So the other couple that they took a picture with, it looked like she was also in denim. So I wonder if that was a thing where it's like they had a theme.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put that together.
Things to wear.
Brittany was also in denim. Not on top, but she had denim pants on.
This whole thing where they're like, Taylor and Brittany, there's a void. They weren't in the same suite. It's like, that's not irrelevant. They were not in the same suite every time. They're still friends.
No.
Brittany was not just in Rhode Island with Taylor.
Yeah.
They're not. It's fine. Yeah. I know. It's incredible.
Anyway, that's my rave. The NFL's back. And I am like, I've always looked forward to the NFL season. I've never felt like this before.
I know.
You know? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know.
What's your rave?
My rave is learning new things. So I've been doing Duolingo now. I'm on a over 100 day streak of doing it every single day. I feel myself learning. I'm still I would not be able to generate a conversation with anybody yet at all. I mean, I'm only 100 days in, but I'm committed to it. And it's really because Ben's going to be starting an immersion program in a couple of days. He'll have had his first day, but when you all listen to this, of kindergarten, and that's the plan for Ellie when she's older too. And so it's really cool. And I love feeling my brain like grow. And then I have a friend who's like, hey, I'm signing up for tennis lessons. Do you want to sign up with me? And I said, let's do it. When's the last time? You know, I have so much in my life right now at this stage of life that's like it's just not about me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's just, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because it's also still my choice. Like everything that I'm doing is a choice.
Of course.
But it's so fun to have that. So I had my first tennis lesson last week and it was so much fun. And the teacher, like he's like a bit of an ass kicker. You know, we were hitting a lot of balls. It was an hour and a half. Uh-huh. And there was no mercy. And my friend, we were like definitely the most spirited people and the worst on the court. Mm. My balls were up in the sky. My freaking forearm, I work out a lot and run and whatever. But then when you do a different kind of sport with different muscle movements, like my right little forearm muscle on the inside is like, I drinking my coffee during this episode, it's like trembling, my arm. It's like trembling. So I took Ben to ceramics. We had like a mom Ben day before kindergarten and like painting the ceramics. I could not get precision. And so my friend's joking around and the instructor looks at her and he goes, you think this is some kind of joke? But he was joking. Very funny. And it just felt really good to like challenge myself and like, but in a very fun way, like who cares?
Yeah.
Right. It's just doing things that are new. And like,
I feel like
when we were in school, in college, like you take different classes all the time and you're doing different things all the time. And then you get older and you lose that and you're not trying new things very often at all. And I think it's like really so good to do that. Feels really good to be able to do that again, to be in a place where I can just like, it's like way easier to be able to scoot out and do things every once in a while, you know, for us.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's a wrap, everyone. We love you.
Hold on. Mac wants to say something.
Oh, come on, Mac.
When are we going to go to South Sanchez, Mama?
He wants to go over to that, our friend's house. In a couple hours, bud. Okay, Mac. You can sip with us always.
Always. Like the pod. If you love the pod, slam the 5-star and tell a friend. Come to freaking Patreon.
Yes. Oh, come on, guys.
Come on.
And we will see you
next Tuesday. Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.